going to introduce Stan Stone from our organization, the one that's putting this event together, EBCOSI, and he will give a little talk about our organization.
Thanks. Thanks, Yvette, for putting on this benefit. My name is Dan Stone, representing EBCOSI, which is the East Bay Coalition to Stop the Sanctions on Iran. And we appreciate you coming to this benefit. As of last Thursday, the 22nd, I suppose we're in need of a name change. So if you can think of a good name, we're of course glad that the sanctions were lifted, but we're angry at the price. That the price is, one, the control of Iraq's economy by the US and Britain, and two, the UN retroactively legitimizing the US crime of invading a basically defenseless country. The US flaunting international law, specifically the Fourth Geneva Convention and the UN Charter, and thus contributing further to the US's increasingly imperial role in the world. Our group, EBCOSI, meets in Berkeley once a month, and over the past 3 years has initiated activities such as forums, marches, vigils, lobbying, teach-ins, and funding of projects such as the repair of the water treatment tower in Iraq to pressure for the lifting of sanctions in Iraq. We will be continuing to attend to the situation in Iraq, and we would welcome you to join us. There are sign-up sheets here on the literature table. We believe state sanctions should never be used as an instrument of foreign policy. Right now, there are something like 75 to 80 unilateral US sanctions on countries all over the world. Our 20-year sanctions on Vietnam, for instance, were strictly for revenge for daring to win the war and reduced that country to one of the poorest in the world. I would assume that you all in here are familiar with the horrors caused by sanctions, so I won't go over it, but except to say that US-driven sanctions on Iraq over the past 13 years killed in the neighborhood of 2 million civilians, mostly children under the age of 5. Most of these people died from easily preventable waterborne diseases from contaminated water that resulting from the US bombing of civilian infrastructure in 1991. Infrastructures that Iraq never had the money nor US permission to repair. But before the US trashed Iraq in 1991, Iraq was a Middle East Arab model of healthcare, education, women's rights, etc., which drew people from all over the region. Iraq had the best healthcare, best doctors, nurses, instructors, technicians, and facilities in the Arab world. It was the breadbasket of the Middle East with rich soil and lots of water. It was a center of intellectual activity. Women had positions of power and education. Iraq was the envy of the Arab Middle East. All that we destroyed in the first Gulf massacre in 1991. It too was hardly a war, and by 13 years of sanctions. If you desire more information on the devastation caused by sanctions, there's literature here on this table or talk to one of us. Now, we think this literature is important, even though some of it's dated. Nevertheless, it gives you an excellent idea of what has happened in Iraq over the past 13 years. And it's especially important to understand these things because, as usual, the victors are in the process of rewriting history to vindicate themselves and cover their illegal and immoral acts. So it's important for us to understand what happened and to tell others before the truth slips away. We think that sanctions should be eliminated as an instrument of foreign policy. Sanctions are an act of war and are as bad, or in some cases worse than war, especially regarding the time frame. I mean, which is worse, seeing your neighbors or family blown up by bombs dropped from the US Air Force plane at 30,000 feet, or to watch your child die over several months from the effects of US-driven sanctions? So if you wish to become involved in opposing the use of sanctions as an instrument of foreign policy, there are groups such as ours you can join, or you can create your own. Thank you.